This is HDN.
It's Wednesday already in the Beaver Bank Bunker. We're going to start off the show with a few words of wisdom from yours truly.
Oh, okay. Do tell.
Keep right except to pass.
Had some issues today, did you? Magazine Hill, let me guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both directions.
Yeah, people afraid of being sucked off into Sackville, never to return again.
You know, what really got me is somebody, this was driving into the Burnside area, was in the left lane, and I'm thinking, aha, somebody who's going to eventually turn onto Akerley Boulevard.
Eventually.
Yeah, that's why they're in the left lane this whole time, and people were passing and getting angry on the right until, you know, they go right beside somebody the whole way,
right.
And then just angry drivers all... Anyway, we get to the intersection at Akerley, keeps on going straight.
Get
over... I would love just to have... like one of those cattle catchers that they have on the front of trains.
Yes.
And just smash into his ass and
just his cattle.
God, that bugs me. You know, like, where do these people get their license? And it's not like it's not right there on the road, on the sign.
It's just a friendly little reminder.
He was going less than the speed limit. But even if he was going the speed limit,
It doesn't matter.
You don't go the speed of the car that's right beside you.
Mm.
You get over to the right. What business is it of yours if somebody wants to go a little faster than the speed limit? You know, you can sit there and quietly hope that the cops pull the guy over and give him a ticket if you really want to send bad vibes their way.
That's about all you can do.
Well, I do that all the time. But get over to the right lane. Let them pass. Life is too short, and your life is going to be even shorter if you keep that up, mister.
I think we can dub this the Lost and Found edition of the Halifax Daily News.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we have stories of love lost and cats found. First of all, update you on a story you may have heard about. Eric the Red was among the missing. Now, if you've ever visited the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic, you have probably met Eric the Red. He is a ginger orange stripy cat, 16 years old, and has earned his keep for those 16 years catching mice at the museum.
Okay.
And when he's not living at the museum, he overnights at an address on Livingstone Street. Well, it would appear that on Sunday, old Eric the Red disappeared from his overnight home and didn't show up the next day. It was a little worrisome because, as I said, Eric the Red is 16 years old.
Now, who owns Eric the Red? Is it the museum or is it this other house?
I think it's the museum. He lives at the museum. But, I mean, if the museum is closed for a few days, they just can't leave him there, right? So I think one of the staffers takes Eric home with them. Now, he's on medication. He needs a special prescribed diet because, I mean, you know, Eric's a senior after all. Anyway, 8 o'clock last night, Eric was found by a young fella who lived nearby, and he was reunited with his keepers at the museum, so Eric should be back on duty this morning. And now an update on some lost love.
Mm-hmm.
Might have heard this story about a young fella from Ireland who fell in love with a girl named Katie from Nova Scotia. Now, the two were traveling together on an airplane from Spain to Ireland.
Okay.
And they were sitting next to one another, and this young fella was completely smitten with her.
Well, that's not that long of a flight.
What, from Spain to Ireland?
Yeah.
A few hours,
isn't it? 4 hours?
Yeah, about that.
Okay.
Yeah, about that. Anyway, when they landed in Ireland, they lost track of one another at customs. And the gentleman soon realized that he was madly in love with this girl. So he put out the call on social media and Facebook, and it took a few days, but managed to track down Katie, who is actually Katie Moreau of Riverport, Nova Scotia. She is in Ireland right now, and she is traveling around. She said via Facebook that her reaction was that she was very surprised and flattered. She says, when I was on the plane, I talked to him incessantly because I had just been traveling for 2 months in Italy and Spain, and it was just so nice to be around English-speaking people.
Okay, that was her attraction. Obviously, his was something else.
Well,
I find nobody ever goes, I was flattered. So, yes, I will go out with you and marry you. No, no. You might as well just start that statement with, Dear John, I was very flattered that you feel that way about me.
You know, she does go on to say that they had lots in common. Mm-hmm. And she says he was very easy on the eyes, smiley face. She says, when we landed, we got separated at customs. I tried to look for him as well, but didn't want to seem too desperate and went on to my next destination. I suppose in hindsight, looking a bit longer wouldn't seem as desperate in comparison. Ha ha ha.
Okay, so she's leaving the door open here.
She is leaving the door open. Okay. Yes. So if we find out anything more about Katie and whether or not she hooks up with her mysterious Irish suitor.
Have you ever used the word flattered with somebody that you actually want to have a relationship with? Or do you say that just to let them down easy?
Oh, no, I think I would say, I mean, if you were overwhelmed by the attention, I would say, oh, I'm flattered. I would use that term.
I don't know. It's just very formal, and it just seems like the type of word that you would use if you're telling the guy to, you know, go piss up a rope, basically.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, this was a written response that she posted on Facebook, right? So maybe you tend to be a bit more formal when you're writing it.
Yeah, a little more formal. You said she put a smiley face in there and a winky face? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the formal winky face.
Yes, she used formal emoticons. Gotcha. Yes. And want to say Merry Christmas to everybody at Costco, because apparently it is.
Oh, already?
I saw photographic evidence yesterday. Costco has Christmas decorations on the shelf right now.
You know, pretty soon Costco is going to lap themselves.
Unbelievable.
And that means there are going to be Christmas decorations up like the day before Christmas, but they'll be for next year.
Yeah, seriously.
They're going to lap themselves.
Yep. Nope. Full on display, wrapping paper. Trees, you name it, it's there. Unbelievable. A pair of horrified Danish tourists are taking Canadians to task for being far too dependent on motor vehicles. Now, it's an open letter that was sent to the Ottawa Citizen, and several Canadian politicians. And the tourists talk about their smoggy, traffic-filled visit to some of Canada's major cities. The couple says that they made their observations on a recent 5-week vacation to Ottawa, Toronto, Montreal, Quebec City, and Halifax. Now, that said, they said the journey was through some of Canada's busiest metropolises, and their overwhelming impression of the country was of car parks. They were complaining about the sea of parking lots that they saw everywhere that they went.
Okay. Everybody in Europe seems to have this romantic idea that Canada is just frozen tundra with a few moose wandering around and nobody in anywhere. Like, maybe if you go up to the Northwest Territories, that's what you're going to find. But we do have some fairly large cities, and they're like any large city.
Well, interesting. They say, we were treated like second-class citizens compared to cars. The air was dirty and the constant noise from horns and engines was unpleasant. They ever been to Paris?
No, they're just so used to that diesel smell that's everywhere in Europe.
Well, interesting. One of their notes about their trip to Halifax. They say an observation that was especially noticeable in Halifax was the sheer amount of land in the city center given to parking. Ginormous swaths of prime locations for living that were concreted over as homes for an ever-increasing number of SUVs. She says most trucks and SUVs we saw contained only one person, and most SUVs we saw in a row were full of singular people driving through Tim Hortons. Welcome to Halifax.
Trying to think where this huge, humongous parking lot downtown was, because I sure as hell have never seen one. I just see a couple of parking spaces and about 30 parking attendants waiting to give people tickets.
God damn it, if we find that parking lot, I'm parking there. Yeah,
where the hell would it have been that she was seeing?
You know, if you were to take that walk from where the cruise ships drop you off to historic properties, you're going to see a lot of parking lots on
where?
Your travels. Well, just right along the water there.
Tell you what, couple from Denmark, why don't you head down to Alberta and go check out the parking lot at West Edmonton Mall? That'll just blow your socks off.
I know, that's a parking lot.
You'll have
lot.
A freaking coronary. My God, that's crazy. There's no parking downtown.
Mm.
Just because everybody in Denmark walks.
And that was one of the points that they made in the open letter as well, that we are a society that is hooked on the motor vehicle and that we should...
You want to see a society that's addicted to vehicles? Go down to Los Angeles. Do you know that there are 2 cars for every 1 person in Los Angeles?
Wow.
I got that from, the bathroom reader, so it's got to be true. But imagine that, 2 cars for every person. And how many people are in Los Angeles? Millions.
4 million?
Well, then that means there are 8 million cars.
Yeah, makes sense.
Now, most of them are in Jay Leno's garage. But I digress. Yeah. Just travel a little bit more. Obviously, it's the first time out of Denmark for this couple, and all they can do is bitch and moan and complain about our lifestyle. I've been to Denmark. I didn't complain about the, I can't believe the Danish, you know, they're just, they're, well, actually, there really isn't much to complain about there. They're good people. It's, they don't speak English. What the hell's up with that? Actually, they do speak English there. Shit. Yeah. Okay, you're right. But slower traffic, keep right.
Exactly. And finally, something really cool happened in Amherst on Sunday. 24-year-old man hung upside down, 33 meters in the air, wrapped in two straitjackets. Now, this was sort of a reenactment of Harry Houdini's visit to Amherst 118 years ago on Sunday. Now, when that visit took place, Harry hadn't even seen a straitjacket yet, so this is kind of neat. He was all of 22 years old, didn't have a penny to his name, and he was just a wide-eyed magician who, you know, his show for a few days earlier in Halifax had been canceled by the sheriff because the company that Houdini was working for was a little behind on its bills, so they basically ran him out of town.
Was Power Promotions around back then?
Ooh, ouch! But anyway, Lucas Wilson decided to sort of reenact Larry.
Larry.
It's his other brother.
It was Larry Houdini that came here.
That's right. Damn. Oh, God. Anyway, Harry Houdini and his wife, Bess, left Halifax, went out on their own. They toured Spring Hill, Parsborough, and Joggins, and then arrived in Amherst, where they put on a bit of a show 118 years ago.
So at this time, what was Houdini doing? Was he just doing, like, magic tricks? He wasn't doing escapes yet, or?
By the sounds of things, yes. My understanding is that he was still just sort of learning his trade and hadn't done the major escape acts yet. But
that's where he learned, of course, because if you can escape from Amherst, you can escape from anything. I don't know what that means.
Anyway, Lucas Wilson sort of helped create this whole day of magic to commemorate the 125th anniversary celebrations that are going on around Amherst, and the escape from the straitjackets, all part of it. He managed to get out in 58.46 seconds. Thousands of people actually showed up to watch that whole thing.
That's so painful to watch because they have to actually dislocate their shoulders in order to do that. I believe that's how Houdini used to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or just people who have rotator cuff problems.
Well, yeah. No, that's me. I can't even get out of my t-shirt at the end of the day. All right, you've heard enough of us. time to be off and on your way. But before you do that, I just want to thank everybody that's listening to this podcast because we do have a loyal following of people that listen every single day. And we know because whenever I upload it late, we get a plethora of comments. And we also can see how many people actually download the podcast.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Thank you. And please, if you really enjoy it, tell a friend. And let's let this thing grow. It's just absolutely terrific that you're liking the podcast. And also, if you have any comments at all, something you'd like us to do, something you want to comment on, we won't necessarily do it because we can do whatever the hell we want here on the internet. But tell us anyway. Tell us through Facebook at Jamie and Lisa, or you can go to jamieandlisa.ca and leave a comment there at the website. Either way, though, it's great to be in touch with the people that are listening to the podcast.
Absolutely.
And to know a little bit more about you so that we can tailor the show to... No, we're not going to do that. We're going to do our own damn show, but if you're liking it, then keep liking it. That was the worst... Do you think we're going to get one new person listening to the show after that?
Probably not, no.
Well, screw you all. Stop listening to them.
You just told them to contact us and then told them that whatever they say doesn't make...
I don't want you to listen anymore anyway.
It won't matter.
No, go away. No, it's that kind of humor. That's why people listen to us, honey. It's reverse psychology. Trust me, it's going to work.
Is that what it is?
It will. You watch. Okay. We're going to get a whole bunch of people listening now. So go away and leave us alone.
Next up, the ink blot test.
Then we'll be back on Thursday.
Until then.